my stimmy. Give me my stimmy. 9 months, no job. Give me my stimmy. Give me my stimmy. Aye. Give me my stimmy. Skirt. Paid my taxes on time. How you late with the stimmy? Give me my skrill off, give me my scratch. Up to 2,000, they took it back. 600 bucks, yo, what the what? Canada big getting 2 racks a month. Half of the money you gave us before. You think the landlord would just let me pay for? The part of my place that is touching the floor. I'm hardly using the front door anymore. What will I do with all of these ends? I guess the possibilities are endless. Let me rephrase what I meant as we end with less. Yes, we've been through enough. Ain't that apparent? Don't need you to fight like you're in a bad marriage. Not asking you for it cause you ain't my parents. Give up the lettuce, stop dangling carrots. Give me my stimmy. Give me my stimmy, oh, but I still pay more taxes this year than you give a man stimmy.
Live and local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, just another sign of government stupidity there. Really? Stimulus checks on your taxes from last year? When people had jobs, not last year, but that's frustrating. From 2019, that's how they make the decision. Even though you're out of work now, it doesn't seem to matter. It's crazy. All right. It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. Poll question of the day. Do you think that was actually Trump supporters that instigated the violence at the U.S. Capitol yesterday? Yes or no? Get on there. 991fmtalk.com. Yesterday's poll question, also brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, is, of course, very interesting. And I got to read you an email response to it. It's fabulous. So yesterday's poll question, do you think that the Washoe County Sheriff's Department second chance ticket program, is it a form of coercion when it comes to signing people up to be organ donors? So basically, your ticket gets wiped out for certain offenses if you're not an organ donor and if you become one. So 87% of those participating in the poll said yes, definitely a form of coercion. And then received this email, which is fabulous. I love it when people have a sense of humor, too. I have an autoimmune disease because I cannot be an organ donor or donate blood. I'm being discriminated against by the Washoe County Sheriff's Department. Yeah. And what if you are already an organ donor like myself? So it's just interesting how people try to virtue signal and, you know, look as though they're being... You know what? I'm gonna leave it there. I'm gonna get myself in trouble. So yesterday I sent out a tweet and I appreciate the responses to it. It was pretty eye-opening. So here's the tweet that I sent out. There were hundreds of Trump supporters at the Nevada State Capitol. I want you to truly think about this. As we were surrounded by law enforcement, surrounded. I heard Lyon County even came in. There, every time I looked up from what I was doing, I saw law enforcement. They were riding by on bikes. They were driving by in their vehicles. They were standing there watching everybody. There were plainclothes in the audience. Think about that. There's a couple hundred people that were planned to be there. Millions of people were supposedly planned for in Washington, D.C. Here's the rest of my tweet. Do you really think these people could have gotten this far into the Capitol and have enough time to take selfies if they didn't have help? People sitting in the speaker's chair, taking pictures of their friends, and they're being calm. It's not like they rushed in, jumped up, and said, ooh, take a picture of me. No. This was a staged event. Some people call it a false flag. Some people call it what it is. Check out the movie Wag the Dog. Educate yourself. We have a very special guest joining us right now. Not because she's my friend, but because she was there at the scene up front towards the steps. So joining us right now is Sandra Linares, live with us, who experienced everything. Sandra, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Hi, Monica. How are you?
I am good. So you had me worried yesterday. I was trying to get a hold of you left and right, and nothing was going through. Where are you now?
I'm at the rental car return. We dropped the car, and now my friend Libby and I, we are waiting. We're talking to you, and then we'll go to the airport in Baltimore. We're about 5 minutes away.
Okay, so you're still in D.C.?
I'm still in D.C. Streets are quiet.
Yeah. Curfew, remember, tonight being set, even though Trump asked his supporters to actually go home. The only people that are left there really are the antagonists. Sandra, what happened yesterday?
Okay, so, you know, we went to where you couldn't get to where Trump was giving his speech at 11 o'clock because it was, I don't know how many, there had to be over a million people. You couldn't get there.
It was estimated a million and a half.
Okay, you had to be at least from my estimation. So we were by the big screen closer to where the monument was. And it was all grave. We were singing. It was very patriotic. It was, everyone was together. It was the absolute most amazing feeling. I wish you would have been there. But so then we all marched after we heard Trump speak, and we went to the Capitol. And again, there was a million people marching in unison, singing in support of our president, and just true patriots. We get there, and because I wanted to get all the video I could get, at that point, when we arrived, we heard them say the Capitol was breached. Now, granted, there was a million people, so we were not in the front of the line. We were probably more towards the, you know, two-thirds back from the front, I would estimate. And we got there, and I said, I want to go up to the top. I want to see what's going on. So we made our way up, and it was where you had to kind of climb a scaffolding to even get there. It was Libby couldn't go because she had a knee injury. So I went with a gentleman I had just met there, and stayed together. So we went up there, and we went to the very top. And at that point, they just got back from the front side of the Capitol. So we were in the back side. The million or so people were in the back of the Capitol. The front is where it was breached. So they made it, I guess, some of the people ran down, you know, from downstairs. And they said, we were in there. We went into the Capitol. And I couldn't believe what I was hearing, actually. And then you saw the force. All of a sudden, you had the Capitol Police come out in riot gear, of course, and they formed a line. And I had that, of course, on video as well. And there was no one where I was that was doing anything violent. There was not one fight. There was not one bad word to any other person. It was very peaceful where we were, except when you got closer to where the riot, you know, the people were upset. They were justifiably angry. The problem is you had Antifa, which we could identify. In fact, when I was up there, one of the heads of the, whatever they did in the front of the Capitol, one of the heads came back and was garnering other patriots who, of course, weren't probably thinking clearly. There were some who participated, but they were mainly egged on from Antifa. They would come down and they would say, okay, we're going back in for a second push. You know, I'm looking, what the hell are you talking about? You know, the ones I was, we didn't quite understand, but they were that group that were definitely, you know, confrontational, but there was nothing where I was at. And I was in the front that would have ever constituted any kind of force against them. Now, again, we didn't know all the damage that had occurred inside the Capitol to get, you know, to cause them to form this line and push us down. So what they did was they essentially pushed us from the very top with bombs of, tear gas. And you sometimes you wouldn't even see it coming. It just the wind, it was kind of windy out there, so it would blow into your face. But we were, there was only a group. There was one guy by the front of the door where you probably saw pictures by now where everyone was, they were singing. There was also a crowd at the very front who was trying to break through.
You know, honestly, Sandra, no, people haven't seen pictures of singing and the positivity and the, you know, the support for Trump. The only thing that the media is putting out are the pictures of, you know, to me, that just the whole, you know, a picture is worth a thousand words, to where it looks like the Capitol is on fire and it's not. They're
not.
Showing pictures of, you know, the devastation.
No, you had a gentleman on your caller a couple, I think one or two back, who he said exactly what happened when it comes to the Antifa. They were calling the younger, they were younger patriots, I would say, and they were just getting them all roused up, and they pulled them with them to go. It was unreal, actually. But there wasn't that many of them where I saw. There wasn't that many, you know. There was a handful.
Well, and the videos are, the video and the pictures are finally coming out, especially on Parler, because everything's being shut down on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram.
Right.
I talk about censorship. Of the police actually moving barricades for certain people to go in, to get up close to the Capitol to start. And they were even walking them in.
Yes. Yeah. First of all, ask yourself, it's a good question. You know how all the patriots were attacked going to the cars last night and everything? So we were expecting that, right? Well, they actually infiltrated our rally and roused up the more emotionally upset some handfuls. And that truly is what happened. But the other 4 million were peaceful. It was standing there for our president. And the other thing I was going to mention, you had about the cell service. Well, you're absolutely right. So the reason why I know they shut it down. So Libby's son is an organ donor transplant member. So he always has the emergency service for, you know, those stations, you know, a different cell line entirely that we don't get. They're the only ones, her son, that is able to get service. The reason why we know they did shut everything off, or at least that, you know,
blocked it,
reduced, the traffic, is it even blocked her son's. So it was an all out, you know, blockage, because her son's like, wait a minute, I need to get my emergency, you know, phone call. So I guess he wasn't the only one. There were actually law enforcement that were blocked out when Bowser, the mayor, did that. So then all of a sudden, about a half hour later, everything came through. From then on, that point forward, which was early in the afternoon, just so you know, he was able to get everything, but nobody else was. We could. I tried calling you. I tried calling three or four times at the station that you guys couldn't, you couldn't hear me. I couldn't hear you. So that's the point you made on the station with that gentleman who called. I think his name was Scott, and he's entirely wrong, because I was with someone who has that special access for that, you know, separate cell service, which I didn't know they existed.
Well, everybody has their opinion, you know, so it's just, it's good to have you on to put the counterbalance in your mind and my mind, set the record straight. So, Sandra, I got to let you go. So, I mean, is there anything that you want to wrap up with?
Yeah, just the one point where I know that the majority, you know, were patriots. The one thing I wanted to point out was there was one guy trying to break the front window on the backside. He was up there with a couple of poles trying to break it. And the patriots were screaming, "That's Antifa." And they pulled him down into the crowd to get him off. So that wasn't us. We didn't, you know, I have that on video, so I will show it to you.
All right. Thank you. And when you get back, and we can load that onto my webpage too, just to get the truth out, because the mainstream media, you said people were, Trump supporters were attacked going back last night to the vehicles? Because there is no media. There is no media whatsoever talking about that.
What I was trying to say is they weren't attacked. Think about it. Antifa didn't play the same game, Monica. They went and infiltrated us. There was nobody attacked that I know of on the street last time. They went inside. That's what they did.
All right. Sandra, please be safe. Come home safely. Fly safely.
I will. Well, it was an experience. I'm so glad to have been able to be part of it. It was.
Yeah. It was amazing. Trump said it was going to be, you know, an exciting event and a once in a lifetime opportunity.
All the people in D.C. over here we've talked to in the Hyatt where we're staying, they're very angry. They're wearing all of their Trump gear. They said they don't even know what. They're very angry right now. So we're
good.
Yeah. Being labeled as something, you know.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Thank you so much, dear. And I will talk to you when you get home. Thank you so much, Sandra. Be safe. And Libby as well. We'll be back with your comments, opening back up the phone lines at 884-9910, talk and text, and going back to the emails and the texts that I'm getting here at the station, because it really is. It is mainstream media blinding the public. But I'm just truly glad, truly, truly thankful for the prayers and for the listeners, the true patriots that I have and that we have here at 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Coming up on the Blood and Guts channel, it's an all-new Lawn and Order SVU.
What the hell happened in here?
I have a fight. Get this to forensics.
Just when you thought the only thing you had to worry about was the pandemic, now there's this.
No one can help. He's too powerful.
Aggressive squirrels terrorizing neighborhoods in Queens. Lawn and Order. Squirrel Victims Unit. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
The Monica Jay Show,
a patriot of the first order,
on FM Talk 99.1,
KKFT
92.3 FM Talk.
Your opinions and I got mine.
Yep. They took Antifa down. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. We've got the talk and text lines back open for just a few minutes before we have to wrap up the show. This show has completely flown by today, trying to get the truth out for people to help them understand what's really going on at the U.S. Capitol. You know, there were notices put out before the election for Antifa members to dress, you know, get rid of the black gear, dress as patriots, dress in camo, dress in American flag gear, drape yourself with Trump flags, and infiltrate. In the next segment, we'll go over that word a little bit deeper. Infiltrate. And that is exactly what Antifa did. They infiltrated the rally. We have from FBI, former FBI on the grounds, that Antifa was actually let in to the building. They were let in to the U.S. Capitol. I have retweeted, I don't know if it's still there, video of one supposed Capitol officer trying to hold back people by himself with nothing else around him, people just walking up the stairs towards the different chambers. Really? That's how you think the U.S. Capitol would be protected? Trump supporters don't have hammer and sickle tattoos on the back of their hands, on their necks. The things that the media doesn't want you to see is online. It's being shared by your friends. It's being shared by me. You can follow me on Twitter at @JAYE_Monica. You're going to see it. It's Covington all over again. You're going to watch the truth trickle out by any means possible, even if that means me putting it on a private website for you. Because Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube is censoring it all, and they're working mad to scrub everything. But it's still going to get out. Because it's dark to light. And the truth always finds the light. Have faith. Go about your day to day. Be strong. Because even though the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, just called for the immediate removal of President Trump, we've got this. Don't panic. Don't buy in to the mainstream media. We'll be back with more right after this Fox News update.
Right now, there is only one radio station talking about what's going on in Northern Nevada, live and local, right now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. I'm so glad you're with me today on this rather unusual but very eye-opening day. So today's poll question at 991FMTalk.com is, do you think it was actually Trump supporters who started the violence at the U.S. Capitol? Brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, and we thank them so much. Also brought to you yesterday's poll question, is the Washoe County Sheriff's Department second chance ticket program a form of coercion when it comes to people signing up to be organ donors? 87% of those participating in the poll said, yes, it is. You get a ticket, you get a ticket. It's your punishment. Pay the cost. You got caught. All right. We'll go to the phone lines in just one second. Mike, hang on. I want to grab a couple of quick texts here. I read this one earlier, but I wanted to reiterate. People are sick of the BS. Monica, and I don't expect any different from you today, and knew you would not accept any responsibility for the crap you've been spewing for weeks. You're such a joke. Just like Kellyanne Conway accusing a man of power or choosing a man of power over her own husband and family rather than truth and honesty. People like you and Trump followers reminds me of Jim Jones followers, blind fools. This one is from Bob. Of course, people like that last one, they don't sign their name, so eh. People, Monica, I have seen video after video of the Capitol Police just stepping aside and letting the crowd enter the area around the Capitol. Someone has taken the riot sticks out of the hands of the police, so management is more to blame for the officers standing aside. There were some bad actors on the most part. It is a large tour of the Capitol. They were walking people in. On the website, this was sent to us through this. Let's see. Mike, I will never vote Republican again. I will drop the Republican Party once again. I will never vote again until there is a place for us 74 million patriots. I will never vote Democrat either. Both parties can go straight to hell where they belong. Go with Trump all the way. All the way. All right. Thank you for that, Mike. Just received this one from James. I listened to the speeches by Senate Majority Leader McConnell and Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer. The speeches after reconvening and the Capitol breach appeared highly crafted and prepared in advance. The whole thing looks like a Reichstag fire type of event with the marks of a false flag operation. One more quick email here, text actually. Monica, glad you're walking back. You and your station are also responsible. Even what you're doing, referencing county and local governments, is feeding violence. Your advertising partners will take note in time. Better walk it back more. You really don't believe those conspiracy theories you're putting out. You don't know what I believe. And theories are theories. Gotta say, once again, somebody not even signing their name. Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910. Mike, what do you think about what's going on?
Hey, Monica. No, I called. Well, I think it's disgusting what's going on. I mean, I think that was just an attempted, I don't know what that was, a clown coup or something, I guess is what you would call it. But anyway, I just know you like to get the truth out on your show. And you know, the deal with the Proud Boys were the ones that were supposed to dress up as Antifa, not Antifa dressing up as patriots. So I don't know where you got your research on that, but I think if you look into it, you'll see that's what the statement
that was made. The photographs, Mike, these are known Antifa members.
Is that going off that facial recognition program that the people just, you know, said that was not true?
No, going off of Antifa website, Antifa Facebook, Antifa Twitter sites, where they love posting pictures of themselves, like the guy with the sickle and hammer tattooed on his hand. That was Antifa going in, riling people up. So, Mike, thanks for the call. I got to move on to Bob. Bob's on the line now joining us. Bob, what do you think about what's going on?
Well, I was a little bit amused by the Jim Jones reference because, Jim Jones's followers, I believe, were mainly from the Bay Area around in, California, where, liberalism promises utopia, And he was probably endorsed by Republicans and Democrats. But one person we know who was a solid endorser of Jim Jones was Rosalynn Carter, who just happened to be the wife of a Democrat president.
Mm-hmm. The other example there, Bob, is Jim Jones' followers were not allowed to leave. If you want to be a Trump supporter, be a Trump supporter. If you don't want to be a Trump supporter, don't be. You have the freedom of choice. You have free will.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, the comment was just ridiculous. I just wanted to kind of point that out is all. It was, the fact that what happened yesterday in Washington, D.C. doesn't change the facts about that the election was actually stolen. I believe I think there was a lot of fraud and probably enough. And there's things that still keep coming out, especially like down in Georgia about all of this, what went on with the ballots. So, it was a tragic what happened, but that doesn't change the facts. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate your call. All right, let's move on to Casey this morning. Casey, I just hit the wrong button. I am so sorry. Please immediately call back. Until we get Casey back on the line, I'm going to drop a couple of emails here. And David says, stop the nonsense on the 25th Amendment. It's not going to go through. We are seeing the patterns of, well, lying. Oh, Scott. Oh, that was you, Scott. Jeez. Yeah. Scott, I say what I mean, and I mean what I say. And I'm not walking anything back for you, bud. You're probably the one who sent out the letter to Jerry and different people in the community. I see you. I know what you're about. So kiss off. Let's go back. Oh, Casey, got you back on. So what's going on, Casey?
Hi, Monica. I missed a good part of your show this morning, which I'm very regretful about. But I just want to say,
Casey, let me stop you right there. I have to make a plug. 991fmtalk.com. Every show I do, unless there's a technical glitch, is podcast right there for you. You can go back and listen.
I love it. Thank you so much. I just wanted to call in and say that I hear some people talking to you saying you're walking things back and that this can't be real, what you're saying, but I just want to support you. Things were so clear yesterday that this was completely a staged event. This was a false flag in the making, and people really need to do their research. They need to get off of the TV and off of the couch and start reading and looking at what is going on in the world. The mainstream media has led them down a very dark, false path. And they are just falling victim to all the baloney. What is happening right now is one of the greatest moments in history. We are truly taking this country back. Mm-hmm. Americans should be proud. They should be grateful for being shown the truth. And the truth is there. All they have to do is open their eyes.
That's why you hear the smile in my voice today, Casey. I'm not walking anything back, and I am proud of those American patriots who were there at the doors of the Capitol. I believe it was in the back side of it, who pulled down that Antifa member who was smashing the window to try and get in, and they dragged him down and back into the crowd. And they knew exactly what they were doing.
And if people would just open their eyes, there were so many wonderful, strong patriots in D.C. yesterday. And God bless each and every one of them for taking the time and the money and the finances to be there. And they were doing the right thing. There were some bad actors involved, but those bad actors were paid for. This was a staged event. This is a coup. This is an attempt to take America down from the inside. And if people don't wake up and open their eyes and stand up together in unison, we will lose this great country. But as of today, we have not lost it. We are in this fight 100%.
And Trump hasn't lost the presidency either. So, Casey, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate your enthusiasm for this country as well. All right, let's check in with, are we going to Reagan? Let's go to Reagan.
Hi, Monica. Thanks for taking my call today. I appreciate it.
What's on your mind, Reagan?
Hey, so nobody is endorses violence or rioting, but isn't it kind of ironic how, you know, the United States, the people of the United States have endured 1 year, really 3.5, 4 years, 1 year of hard rioting, violence, murder, protest, burning. And it's all under the guise of, you know, personal freedom of expression. Mm-hmm. Yet Washington deals with this for a matter of hours, and the whole world is coming to an end. It's just, it's so ironic. Unless it comes to their doorsteps, it's categorized something completely different, something that's acceptable and encouraged. We want people to feel encouraged and included. It's just, it's really ironic to see it all unfold.
Well, and the terminology that they were using, Reagan, you know, the Congress people were sheltering in place, and they were cowering. They were fearful for their lives. Where was law enforcement, and where was the support for Senator Josh Hawley's wife, who was by herself with her newborn baby while her husband was in, I think it's Missouri, Where was law enforcement or this cry of you know support when Antifa was at her door trying to bang her door down, screaming at her through the windows? Where was
completely unacceptable?
Then?
Yeah, completely unacceptable. You know, and it's like, you know, this government, let's not forget, it's for the people, by the people. And we just can't forget that. It's kind of right now Washington against the people. And unless it's happening to them at their houses, on their doorsteps, or God forbid, their private offices, mm-hmm. you know, it's just something that we got to just deal with. So that's just my comment. And keep the faith. This movement's going nowhere.
Thank you, Reagan. I appreciate your thoughts today. All right. Our last caller of the day before we wrap up the show, Sherry is on the line with us. Sherry, thanks for calling the program.
Thank you for taking my call, Monica. You know, I've been listening to you for a long time, and all I want to say is all of this started way back before Obama was president. He said, fundamentally change America, and it may not have happened in his presidency, but it's still trying to happen, and Schumer now is trying to back that pledge from him up. So God bless America, and I hope we make it through this.
We will. Keep the faith, Sherry. We've got this. We have got a great military. We have great supporters around the world who are helping keep this country safe and keep it from being taken down because, you know... Do you think that we have NSA for no reason? Do you think calls and texts and, you know, videos that are put out are not tracked for a reason? You think it's just Facebook and Twitter and all those guys, the big tech giants who are tracking and monitoring stuff? No. We know who the bad guys are. We know who the bad actors are. Do you? Because the mainstream media is trying to hide that from you. They're going to show you pictures that look like the Capitol is burning down. They're going to tell you stories about how a 14-year veteran was shot and killed in her prime, because she was doing something wrong, or whatever narrative they're going to make up. No lives should ever be lost to political infighting. But what we are seeing right now, this is important. Once again, Trump wants you to see for yourself, not through the mainstream media, not through your politicians. He wants you to see for yourself what is going on. That's why he encouraged peace. That's why he encouraged everybody to wear either a body cam or have their cell phone cameras going, getting video from every angle. Because the truth is going to find the light of day. And no matter what Instagram, no matter what YouTube, no matter what Facebook or any Twitter or anybody else tries to do, you will see and hear the truth. We'll be back to wrap up the show right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here today. I appreciate you every second of every minute of every day. Wrapping up the show with Scott again and his rebuttal. Really, if all the BS you and your supporters say were facts, our country would already overthrown. I think you're missing a few things there, Scott. Here is all the Trumpers or Trumper forming their own party. That would be great. Now, I'm sticking with the Republican Party. I'm willing to fight for the party that I believe in. The party of conservative values, the party of less government. I would prefer the people who aren't actually conservative Republicans get the hell out and form their own party. This one's taken. And we're taking it back. Just saying. But thanks for the text, Scott. Appreciate you listening. Have a great day. I know I'm going to have a great day. Because I'm not going to have the television on. I'm going to be online. I'm going to be listening to the radio programs that I appreciate. I know who's bringing the truth. And you do too. So thanks for being here. I'll check you tomorrow. But until then, make sure you check out the very interesting email that was sent to parents that I can't seem to find now on the Washoe County's website. But I'm sure it'll be there at some point for your reaction. We'll get more on that tomorrow here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.